We're starting week four of our series called Character. Character is based off of John Wesley's treatise he wrote in 1742 called The Character of a Methodist. And then it's tied in also to this book by Steve Harper called The Five Marks of a Methodist, which is the Bible study that we're doing right now. And so Harper kind of breaks it down for what Wesley was trying to say in a language we can understand. But we started our series by first looking at God's love for us and how nothing in the world can separate us from that. And then we looked at our response to that love is to love God. And then we looked at a byproduct of our love for God is our joy that we have even when things aren't going so well. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And our eternal home with Him can keep us joyful. So today, we're going to look at the third mark of what Wesley said a Methodist was. He said a Methodist is someone who gives thanks. And again, I'm going to remind you every week that when he's using this term Methodist, he's not talking about the United Methodist. He's talking about a disciple of Christ who wants revival in their life. He said, well, he's saying a disciple gives thanks to God. We're going to be on page 961 in your pew Bible. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. If you're in your on your own Bible, 1 Thessalonians, but if you're in one of the pew Bibles there, page 961, chapter 5, we're going to read, or I'm going to read, verses 12 through 18 today. Hear the words of the Apostle Paul. But we appeal to you, brothers and sisters, to respect those who labor among you and have charge of you in the Lord and admonish you. Esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we urge you, beloved, to admonish the idlers, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with all of them. See that none of you repays evil for evil, but also seek to do good for one another and to all. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please join me in prayer. Father God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you. Lord, may your spirit comfort us. May it challenge us, and may it also convict us if conviction is needed. Amen. So Wesley's third mark of a Methodist or a disciple is someone who gives thanks. So when I knew that was coming up, I felt pretty good about this week because I say thank you a lot. And I was like, man, this is one I can actually get up there and preach on. God's not going to have to do a whole lot of work on me during the week because I give thanks. Thank my parents when they do things for me. I thank my sisters sometimes. I'm thankful that my wife tolerates me and endures the suffering of being married to me. At least I tell it like it is. I don't sugarcoat. But I tell you thank you. I tell my kids, or Logan, thank you when he uses his manners. So I appreciate him doing that. I try, and I fail at this one, but I try to tell people thank you as in a way to encourage them. So I give thanks for a lot of things. I gave thanks for a lot of things this week that I'll share with you in a moment. But I started reading this chapter in Harper's book, and I started chewing on the words of 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and it wasn't the giving thanks that God was focusing on. It was the in all circumstances. And that one hurt a little bit. Because some circumstances are just hard to give thanks about. It's hard to give thanks when you don't feel very good, when your back hurts. I'll share a story that some of you have heard about a time there was nothing to give thanks about in my life. We were coming down off the emotional high of a certain women's basketball team winning a national championship in one of our favorite towns to visit. We were in Gatlinburg. So we get up, and it's kind of rainy, so we're going to take Logan to this Wonder Works. Man, and we're going to have the best time. And he was scared of everything. And being a dad who doesn't want his son to be scared of everything, I didn't handle things very well. I was a jerk, I'll just be honest with you. I don't want to do that. You're going to do it or we're leaving. Stick your hand in there. I don't care if that's electricity. I mean, I was a jerk. I mean, I was a flat-out jerk. And to make matters worse, then the rain stops, so we leave, and I'm furious. I mean, you know, like neck throbbing. Y'all know the kind of furious I'm talking about. And then we get to the parking place, and I'm like, all right, the day's going to get better. It stopped raining. Jesus was providing for our needs. It was the manna we needed. And then because I was trying to help my wife by getting the diaper bag out of the car, she had set the keys down in the car. No idea why you would ever do that, but she did. And I shut the door. She said, the keys are on the seat. And I was like, why would you do that? So then this huge argument in this parking lot between who's wrong, me for shutting the door or her for leaving the keys in the car? And this was, I mean, what, 4 or 5 hours later, the guy said, oh, yeah, I'll be there to unlock it in 30 minutes. 5 hours later, the tow truck passes us and keeps going. He finally came back. But in the meantime, what happened is we had a little girl that was hungry. Her food was in the car. We had a little girl with a dirty diaper. Her diapers were in the car. So it wasn't the diaper bag that I grabbed. It must have been something. We didn't have any diapers. Purse? Something. But anyway, so we had to walk uphill to a CVS and pay 3 times the amount of what diapers should cost because you're in downtown Gatlinburg. And I said, ma'am, I just need like 4. Too bad. All we got is a pack of 48 or whatever it was. I was furious. There was no giving thanks. And we get in the car, and it was silent. And little Logan spoke up. He said, I'm thankful Mommy locked the keys in the car. And I said, you're right. Your mama did lock the keys in the car. But I said, how are you thankful for that, son? This has been miserable for us. He said, if she hadn't locked those keys in the car, we wouldn't have had this crazy adventure today. And there he was, giving thanks in a circumstance that I was complaining about. He did stop the rain. Could have been wet on top of everything else. But giving thanks in all circumstances, especially when you cut the news on right now around our world, is tough. It's tough to give thanks. How do we find a way to give thanks for everything, like Paul's talking about? Wesley says this in his treatise. He says, from him, therefore he cheerfully receives all, saying, good is the will of the Lord. So I believe those words are true, but sometimes they're hard to put into practice. I believe that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. I believe that. I believe that he takes what the world intends for harm and he turns it into good. But sometimes it's hard to see that good. This week, I became very discouraged watching the news and just where we are as a country and the world and terrorist attacks and tragic events in other parts of the world, mudslides taking lives. Those things just blow my mind that can happen in countries. And I kept repeating these words, give thanks in all circumstances, in all circumstances, in all circumstances. And I said, how is that even possible? And Wesley says this, and Harper repeats it. We give thanks because of God's grace. Our thanks is a response to his grace, the prevenient grace that comes before in our lives, that's working in the life of all these little children that don't even know about God yet, that worked in our lives before we even accepted him. His grace that allows us to stand justified when we don't deserve it. And then his grace that continues to make him more and more, make us more and more like him. So this week, y'all know I get antsy about stuff. And it's not that I'm an unhappy person. I'm just focused on one thing, and that's what I go after all in. And so Tuesday, I'm leaving, what do y'all call that thing? Open house, meet the teacher. And I got meet the teacher with Logan. I'm threatening him with his life. You better act right, boy. You're a second grader. I got Anna Claire, a diaper bag, and leaving. I'm not very thankful for this moment. Then I make a phone call, and I said, how's things going at the church? We got about 24 boys up here working. 24 young men from the high school, middle schools, one of which belongs to our church. The others just came to help, out working on the field. I gave thanks immediately. On Thursday, I completed, I'm pretty proud of this, my third 5K of the summer, because my twin sister made me do it. The bad part was I had not run or jogged or walked or exercised in any way, shape, or form since the last one. So halfway through this thing, I'm praying, God, take me home. I'm ready. I'm right with the Lord. You just take me on home. How am I going to give thanks for this? I'm miserable. We get to the end, and the prize at the end was a trip to meet my cousin at a taco place. The tacos are amazing. So I said, God, if I had to endure that to get to the tacos, thank you, Lord. Friday, I got to spend the day, most of the day with my mom, and most of the night with a dear friend of mine. And we were up here later, and we should have been working on the field just because we wanted it to look good for the event. And the only way to really do what we needed to do was to crank up a very loud piece of power equipment. And it was after midnight, and I said, you know the cops are going to come. And so we get the machine up on the field, and we're about to start using it, and a train comes by. The person I was with said, well, I think God's saying that machine ain't no louder than that train. Crank it up, baby. And so we fired that bad boy up, and we thank God every time a train came by. It kept the police away. And Saturday, I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, and he's not here, and I wouldn't normally single somebody out, but James rolled his window down, and he said, smile, because I think he thought I was just a miserable person, but I'm not. I'm really not. I'm really a happy person, but I was so focused on what I was doing, and then he just simply said three words, stop me in my tracks. He said, I love you, and I said, God, thank you so much for that. Because it reminded me that day wasn't about me. That day was about God. So I gave thanks in the midst of the chaos for that. I gave thanks for the response that our church gave on a hot day to just come out here and fellowship and spend time with each other. And as I laid last night tired and hurting, and I hurt in places I didn't know I had, y'all. I still got muscles I didn't know existed that are aching right now. And my son started asking me questions because he saw a picture on my phone that said Guam United Methodist Church. And it was a picture of a United Methodist Church in Guam. And I said, well, buddy, we got United Methodist Churches all over the world. He said, all over the world? I said, everywhere. He said, Mexico? Yep. France? Yep. China? And I'm not listening by this point. I said, yes. Wait, probably not. He said, well, why not? I said, well, they don't really like Christians. He said, they don't let them worship God? I said, no. He said, well, that's not nice. I'm thankful I don't live theirs because I would like to go worship God. I'm trying to hold back tears at this point because I'm raising a Methodist. a disciple, revival Methodist, not a United Methodist. I mean, that's what he is, but he got it. So I gave thanks, not just for my son, but for what y'all are doing with these kids, because they're soaking in everything we teach. So how do we give thanks in all circumstances? It's pretty simple. We can give thanks in all circumstances because of the grace and the love of God. We can give thanks in all circumstances because of the words we've already sang. What can wash away my sins? Y'all might be able to scrub some of your sins off with soap, but it took the blood of Jesus Christ to wash mine away. And I'll give thanks for that no matter how bad things get. What can make me whole again? You ever felt like you were missing something in your life? But the blood of Jesus made you whole. Give thanks. And then the last verse of that song says, "This is my hope and peace." See, regardless of how much hopelessness the world has and how much lack of peace there is between one another, sometimes our hope and our peace is from the blood of Jesus. Paul knew how to give thanks. That's why he says, "I know what it means to be full. I know what it means to be hungry. I know what it means to have all things, and I know what it feels like to have nothing. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." He was still giving thanks in his prison cell. Some of Wesley's last words to the people laying around his bed as he died, he looked around and looked at the room and he said, "Best of all, God is with us." Because he understood the promise that God would never leave him or forsake him. And that promise is still true today. Two things I want to share with you. One, something that kind of funny how God works. I had read about 3 or 4 weeks ago online and I thought it was cute, but then I couldn't find it. And then a member of the church gave me this little piece of paper several weeks ago, and I put it in my Bible and I said, "All right, I'll read it when I get time." And Tuesday or Wednesday night, it was laying on my desk at home and I read it. This minister was attending a men's breakfast and he asked one of the old farmers in attendance to say the prayer for the morning. The farmer began the prayer this way: "Lord, I hate buttermilk." And the pastor opened one eye and wondered to himself, "Where is this going?" Then the farmer said, "Lord, I hate lard." Now the pastor's getting really worried. But the farmer prayed on. "And Lord, you know I don't care for raw flour." And as the pastor was about to stop everything, the farmer continued, "But Lord, when you mix them all together and bake them up, I do love me those fresh biscuits. So Lord, when things come up we don't like, when life gets hard, when we just don't understand what you are saying to us, we just need to relax and wait till you are done fixing. And probably it will be something better than biscuits." That's how we can give thanks. And then as we were standing here singing a minute ago and I'm holding the plates up, and this is one of my favorite things I've ever been a part of, and I didn't have anything to do with it, but these stained glass colors. But if you'll look at them, and you'll take one piece of it, it looks like just a broken, jagged piece of colored glass. If you were to separate them, that's all they would be. They wouldn't be worth anything. But it's the broken moments of our life that God will put back together, and He'll make something beautiful. That's how we give thanks, is because in our brokenness, His grace is sufficient. Because all those little broken pieces are all the ingredients he needs to make something a little better than biscuits. Let's pray.